You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this? And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, senior Lakers insider, as well as lead Lakers content creator for Offside. Joined on this fine hours before vacation Wednesday afternoon here by you guys. So today, the way that this is going to work out, and the reason that I am live in the first place is because there's a report from ESPN, from Dave McMenamin specifically, about Luka Doncic hosting all of the Lakers there in Slovenia for a team trip slash minicamp. And I yesterday recorded in an episode of the Luka Doncic player preview episode that I told you guys that I was going to start recording. And in that episode, I had talked about how one of the things that I really want to see from Luka this year is leadership, right? Taking this kind of a role. And seeing as I bring that up in that show, which will probably drop either tomorrow or Monday, seeing as I brought that up, I wanted to get out ahead of this out ahead of that and say how cool I find this. So that's what we're going to spend a little bit of time on in the beginning. I got an interesting question from, and it was from my buddy Kirk, and he was being funny when he sent it. But then I've also gotten enough comments over the last few days about like optimism slash pessimism and why I am the way that I am. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And then, completely segueing awkwardly away from those two subjects, I want to talk about some of the stuff that I've been noticing here with Steph Curry, that I started to notice with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and the Lakers and the Warriors, and just kind of give my thoughts on that entire situation before I jump into the chat and answer some of your guys' questions that you guys will hit me with over the course of the show. So, like, oddly loaded episode here, you know, for a random Wednesday in late July. So let's go ahead and dive on in. Before we do that, though, obviously, I want to talk to you or ask you guys to please hit that like button. Please hit that subscribe button. Please turn on notifications, both for the show and for YouTube, so you get the notifications for the show. Please subscribe to the podcast wherever it is that you get those podcasts, preferably on Odyssey, but iTunes, Spotify. I don't know if Stitcher is still a thing, but anywhere that you get them is perfectly fine with me. And the show is brought to you in video form by Prize Picks. Use that promo code HMA. And when you use it, when you sign up and make your first $5 selection, if you win that selection, you will get $150 just right off the bat from Prize Picks. And I think that's an insane deal, like an absolutely incredible deal. So you're going to want to take advantage of that. You can do so using the link that is in the show description. All right. Or the episode's description. All right. Let's go ahead and dive on in to Luka Doncic hosting the Lakers there in Slovenia. Right off the bat, you see the comment there at the bottom from Marlo, who is asking, why do you think Luka is doing this? I think he is very aware of the fact that he is entering a different stage of his career, right? He turns 28 in February. The days of his, you know, early to mid 20s are over. He is now entering his late 20s, approaching 30. And this is the stage of players' careers where they sometimes start to find their voice and they start to find that they are capable stepping into leadership roles. And this is, you know, one of those opportunities and one of those ways that Luka can step up and do so. I think this is awesome. Objectively, really cool that Luka is doing this, opening up his home, showing his teammates this side of him. One of the things that sometimes happens with teams that are led by international players is sometimes, you know, there's that kind of separation where they work here in the States, but then in the off season they go home and they go to where they are their most comfortable. And obviously when you are your most comfortable, you show a different side of yourself, right? I am a completely different person when I am, when I'm with my family, when I'm with Jen, when I'm with my kids. I'm a completely different human being. Somebody who's probably a lot more likable than the version of me that makes the air. And, you know, this is one of those opportunities that the Lakers get to learn a little bit more about the guy who is going to be leading them into this Luka Doncic era, not just this season, but hopefully for the foreseeable future. So I think, you know, first and foremost, when you know, you ask why is he doing this, it's to show his teammates a different side of them, and also to, you know, there's a lot of roster turnover, obviously, on this team. They're going to need as many reps together as they can possibly get. And this is one of those opportunities to do so. So they'll get together, they'll work out together, they'll get to know each other, both as people and as basketball players and as athletes. They'll eat some dinners together, they'll play a little golf together, and then, you know, at the end of this, thinking back to like thinking back to back when I played basketball, like in high school and stuff, my absolute favorite memories were those road trips where we would go and play. Like my senior year, we played a tournament in Santa Barbara, we played a tournament in San Diego, we played a tournament in Vegas. I used to play travel soccer, right? So I remember those trips that we would take as a team for travel ball and soccer and in basketball and in baseball and stuff. And those were like, you know, you just walked away from those trips closer with your team than you were when those trips began. And you take enough of those trips together, you start to learn a little bit more about some of those teammates, and that bond becomes closer. And I know this is very intangible, unprovable, but still critical aspect of being a team. But if you have that kind of bond, if you truly care about the person sitting next to you on the bus, on the plane, in the locker room, on the bench, out there on the court together, if you truly care about that person as a human, you are more likely to go that extra step, dive on the floor, take that charge, defend the rim, make the extra pass, like do those unselfish things that are necessary for teams to, you know, reach their highest of highs.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
And stuff like this. And I know that like vast majority of these teams do stuff like this over the course of the summer, and we don't necessarily always hear about it. But with Luka specifically, there is this narrative out there that he isn't necessarily the leader that teams would like him to be. Not saying the narrative is true, but this, you know, refutes that narrative. This gets the season started. And this is something that like NBA voters will carry into this season of like, huh, maybe this is going to be a different Luka year. And if this is a different Luka year, maybe his chances at MVP go up by just that little bit, right? This is, again, like part of the reason that I'm live right now is because it's something that I brought up in my Luka preview, which is that like this is one of those things that he needs to take a real step forward with. And this is how you'd start to take that real step forward, stuff like this. So really excited to hear about this. Think it's absolutely hilarious that Jackson Hayes got that dual citizenship. The Lakers are literally taking a trip to the country that he has dual citizenship with in there in Slovenia, and he is not participating in this trip. The other thing I asked about before I went live to some of the people that are close to the Lakers, I haven't gotten an answer yet. But I was just kind of, you know, fucking around. Hey, do you think Kuminga got an invite to this thing? What do you think? at the very, very least, and I tweeted about this earlier, I'm hoping that Kevon Looney takes some of the best pictures ever and is like, look at what you're missing. We're here working out. We don't have a starting four or a three, you know, for the fives that we might be running. You know, we'll see what comes out of that, but yeah, I think there is no positive or negative or any other spin to apply to this other than to say, well done, Luka, good stuff, Lakers. Hope this gets the season started off on the right foot. So the next thing I want to talk about and kind of
awkwardly, naturally segued to this at the end of that last segment, is this notion that I am like inherently pessimistic. I will grant that I am probably a lot more conservative with like my takes that the like I'm a lot more aware, I think, of being a homer and coming off as a homer than some of my peers, some of my colleagues. And that isn't to say that they are doing it wrong or that I am doing it better or that I am doing this any more correct. Nothing like that. Just something I've noticed and have been accused of and am aware of as a criticism of the show. And, you know, I got that question from Kirk in the mailbag, right? Like, why are you the way that you are? And, you know, I think what it really kind of comes down to is just me as a human being. I am, I think, a dreamer. I do see like the nth degree versions of things. And part of that is because like my dreams came true and that like I get to do this for a living. And yet like I also see the nth degree of how things could go poorly. I also have spent a lot of time in different walks of life with different people and have very different experiences and tend to kind of see through bullshit and am always kind of put off by bullshit. And if I feel like I am being, you know, having bullshit applied to me and I'm being told, you know, while it is, while somebody's peeing on me that it is rain, I push really hard back against that. So, I don't go into any of these situations trying to be pessimistic. The show would probably be a bigger show if I was a little bit more optimistic. But at the end of the day, what I'm always going to be is honest. Like I'm always going to like you will never hop on here, hear me analyze a situation and think anything other than this is how he truly feels about this situation. In the like, if it's good news, like in the last segment, that was great news. I love hearing this about the Lakers and about Luka. Then I'm going to hop on here and I'm going to say, this is great. I really love that Luka is doing this. If it's something that I don't like, right, or don't agree with, like the last week or so of shows talking about LeBron and the Lakers' approach to this offseason with LeBron, you guys are going to know it. And what I hope that you guys take from that, and I don't want to spend too much time on this subject. Like I'm, this isn't a navel gazy show. But if what I hope you guys take from it is that like when you guys are listening, if you hear me optimistic or excited about something, you know, that is coming from the heart. That is definitely how I feel about it. And one of the things that like I kind of wonder about with some shows that lean inherently positive and always lean positive is if that audience ever feels like they are getting 100% real from that host or that writer or that reporter. And that's something I never want you guys to worry or wonder about, right? I want you guys, when you hit that subscribe button, when I go live and when you click the link to come here and check out the show, I always want you guys to know or never have to wonder, wait, is this actually how he feels about this? And as some audiences might with shows that are maybe a little bit more interested in audience growth and cause look, like the surest path to audience growth in sports coverage, especially local sports coverage where you're only covering one team, is optimism, is homerism. People tune in to their favorite sports shows to feel good about the team that they're rooting for, about the chances that their team that they're rooting for might have going into any given season.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on a scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com. once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly! Inexplicably good.
Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
So, like, those of us who do this are very aware of that, and there are some among us who lean that way, knowing that that is probably the quickest pathway to larger audiences. And again, like, that is a thing that I could do. I come from PR. I know how to bullshit people. I know how to spin things to continue to make people feel good about the team that they root for. But because I spent so much time in that world, and because I walked away from that time in that world saying, like, I never want to talk like all of those people talk in that world, I just said, you know what? I'm going to do the show. I'm going to do it 100% real. And there are going to be some people who truly fuck with the show, love what we do here. And there are going to be people who truly hate me on like a soul level. And I totally understand the people who don't consider this their cup of tea. I totally love that people, there are enough people here who do like this stuff that we can keep the lights on and that I can continue doing this. And what that means, and this is what I always tell to employers and to sponsors and stuff like that, is that, you know, the people who do love this show, who do subscribe to the show, who do show up to all of these episodes, they're going to support the sponsors who support the show. They're going to go that extra mile because, like I just said in the last segment, right? If you care, if you feel like you're getting the real from your host and you're starting to actually learn who the host is, then you're going to care a little bit more about that host and that show. So with all that said, please hit that like button. Please hit that subscribe button. And just understand, I don't go into this hoping to be pessimistic. I don't go into this hoping to be optimistic. Well, I hope to be optimistic. I would prefer to be optimistic about what the Lakers are doing on any given decision that they make. I don't go into this, though, looking for, like, all right, what is the take that I could give that would, you know, grant me the biggest audience? It just, eventually audiences see through that stuff, I think. And in my experience, I've been doing this for a long time. That's been proven to be pretty true. So what you're getting, what you see is what you get. What you're hearing is how I truly feel about every single situation. And I am a little bit more conservative in terms of, like, decisions that the Lakers can make. I have spent enough time covering the NBA at large to understand how talented this league is and how difficult winning a championship is. And I hold the Lakers to that standard. And that's where a lot of my conservatism in those decisions kind of comes from. It's like, poof, man, all right, we'll see how Mamu handles the Oklahoma City Thunder in the second round next year. Or, oof, all right, let's see how Austin Reeves handles that San Antonio Spurs defense next year. And like, oof, all right, let's see how the Lakers handle next year, having, I think, taken LeBron for granted for a little while. And we'll see how all of this plays out. But yeah, I cover the Lakers. You can ask Harrison, who knows me the best of anybody in this industry. he'll tell you, I am just me. I truly am the way that I am. And I really root like hell for the Lakers because I'm still a Laker fan and because it helps all of us here watching have a better time rooting for the Lakers if they are good. But at the end of the day, like I still have to tell you how I truly feel so that if you see me like a move, you can be like, huh, all right, this might be a pretty good move. Or if you see me dislike a move, you can be like, huh, well, he's an idiot anyway. All right, let's move on. Enough navel gazing. Let's talk about this situation that we're watching play out with Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. And one of the things that I have honestly been kind of triggered by, to be completely honest, but like one of the things that I've been hearing a lot of recently is that the Warriors only want to, you know, use draft capital on moves that they feel move the needle. Remember that? Remember like that spin coming from the Lakers, that being the thing that that like reporters who need access kept on saying, right? Well, the Lakers, like, you know, they saw some stuff that they liked at the deadline. They decided not to pull the trigger because they didn't want to use first round draft capital on moves that they didn't feel moved the needle. And that needle, man, pissed me the hell off all the time. Just hopping on here being like, how are you going to know? Like, do you think when the Lakers elevated Alex Caruso from a two-way contract to a true NBA contract that they thought that guy eventually was going to help them win a championship, would you say that Alex Caruso over the years has moved the needle? I would say so. And yet, like, there's this spin that is coming from the Warriors now where it's like, you know, the Warriors, like, they kind of liked Jaylen Brown, but they didn't want to use draft capital on him because they aren't too sure if he's going to be capable of leading this thing after Steph. And it's like, okay, but like the point is to compete with Steph. And one of the things that kind of drove me nuts at the end or the tail, you know, the final chapters of the book that LeBron and Anthony Davis wrote together while they were Lakers together. One of the things that drove me nuts was this whole notion of like, well, yeah, we aren't really sure about like this move and whether it puts us into true contention. And what is really being said there, or what was really being said there and is now being said about Steph Curry, is that those franchises don't, or at least the Lakers back then somebody like entered the studio and I was like, that's not, didn't have a guest here. Anyway. The thing that the Lakers were saying about Anthony Davis and what they were saying about LeBron James was that at that point in that partnership, they had given up hope that those two guys could be the two best players on a championship level team. And you know, with Steph Curry, unfortunately, what it sounds like coming from the Golden State Warriors right now is that they don't feel that Steph Curry can be the best player on a championship level team. He's dealt with injuries recently. He's 38 years old, blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying I agree. I disagree with both franchises and both front offices and their handling of that situation, right? If you have followed the show for years, you would see me like, you know, this was essentially how I have felt or how I felt at the time when the front office was gaslighting us the way that they did. This is why I look like this, everybody. This is why I'm losing my mind. Remember that? Like, that was me. Now, that was in response to Darvin Ham being a terrible basketball coach. But, you know, part of the reason that there wasn't the urgency to fix the Darvin Ham situation, to fix the Russell Westbrook situation, to you know, get those rosters to where they needed to be to give LeBron and AD real chances at winning a championship was because Rob had been given walking orders from Genie, who no longer believed in LeBron James and Anthony Davis as cornerstones of a championship caliber NBA team. And I think what you're watching happen right now is that same cycle with Steph Curry. And what the two situations have in common is ownership that took those superstars for granted because they weren't their superstars, right? Jeannie Buss is like, you know, hails from the church of Kobe. And I think like the extent to which she would have been willing to push chips into the table for the end of Kobe's career far exceeded the comfort that she had pushing chips into the middle of the table for the LeBron era.
Bye, everyone.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, AutoTrader.